Utah has more than 45 operating hospitals, and 25 are considered rural. As a country, the U.S. closed 65 rural hospitals since 2010. Brock Slabaugh, Senior Vice President of Member Services for the National Rural Health Association, says part of the reason why closure rates are on the rise is because of
sequestration, which was a government program that reduced Medicare expenditures to all facilities by 2%. And for rural facilities, this has disproportionately impacted their operations because they may be running as much as 80% revenue in the Medicare bucket. When you have that much revenue in one place, a 2% cut can add up to a lot.
Slabaugh says the decrease of funding has negatively affected all rural hospitals, even the ones still in operation. If the problem gets so bad that hospitals have to shut down, he says that one of the main problems facing those living in these areas is their loss of access.
This will require much larger distances to travel for even basic health care. The second is, and that is the formation of what we're calling medical desert, which are vast areas that may have relatively little or no health care. And then last but not least is the economic impact. So these institutions carry a large contribution to the economic vitality of these rural areas. And as a result, you'll see perhaps a spinoff of other businesses and industry that will not decide to stay because of the lack of healthcare infrastructure.
Slabaugh would like to see more efforts on the prevention of closure.
Once these resources are gone from our rural communities, it will be very difficult and extremely expensive to bring them back.
He says that the majority of recent closures happened in states that did not expand Medicaid. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Danny Hayes.